I'm running out of breath. I'm waning. I'm getting to that time of the day when I might need a big spoonful of sugar to get me through the rest of it. I'm not on my own. Right now, there's a lot of people listening to what I'm doing, because I'm kind of doing an Andre Abou demo. Yes, again. But there are some pretty interesting people around the table, like you.
Hi, my name's Miles, longshotfilmfestival.org.uk.
Am I? You PR trained. I stick a mic in your face straight away. Who are you?
Steve Welsh, also from Film Festival.
You're from another film festival, yeah. Quality. What exciting stuff's coming up soon?
Well, my other project, which is Filmonic, we've got a cabaret in about 2 weeks' time, which will be 9 days of film creation on the streets of Manchester and Salford with a kind of jam session for filmmakers.
9 days of film creation?
9 days, 24 hours a day.
People's heads might explode with excitement. Have you got people with buckets standing by?
We've got people with buckets. We've got people coming all the way over from Germany for it as well, so it's going to be kind of a crazy event.
Have you got a Twitter account or anything for this event?
We do. Filmonic does have a Twitter account, yeah. But nice. How often we look at it, it's another matter.
Cool. Who are you?
I'm Stephen Brown from Keswick Film Club.
Keswick. I love Keswick. I could camp there occasionally. What's the bandwidth like, internet-wise?
It's not great.
Yeah, I won't be back. Thanks. Who are you?
Rob Page from Common Press, commonpress.co.uk.
Common Press. This is the wordsmith in the room, the guy that does a lot of writing, and creative writing and poetry and stuff connected with film, I believe.
Short fiction and adaptations of short stories in particular.
Nice.
Simeon Halligan, film director, and one of the people who runs the Grim Up North Horror Festival.
Interestingly, you're on Twitter, aren't you, now?
Yes.
What's your Twitter name?
Simeon H.
Hey, easy to remember. And nice. Who are you?
I'm Rosie Farrell. I work at Corner House, and I'm working on our UK kind of comprehensive exhibition of contemporary art from Iraq.
Nice. Incidentally, that's where we are standing right now, at the Corner House in Manchester. And I must admit, talking at different places and locations and running classes and workshops like we are doing today, I have never had the good quality lunchtime nibbles that I have. And they're probably responsible to this lady here. Don't be put off by her French accent. She didn't prepare the food, but it was a quality that it could have come from another country. Thank you very much for lunch.
You're more than welcome.
She put on a sexy voice then. Who are you guys?
Hi, I'm Alan Stander, and I'm a member of the Manchester and Salford Film Society. We've got our 80th anniversary coming up next season, so if you want to find out a little bit more about us, log on to mandsfs.org.uk.
Not so easy to remember, but you've said it. People can always rewind and listen again. Say it again, Conquet.
You've forgotten it. Yeah. .org.uk. You'll find us. Google us.
Have you got a Twitter account?
Not yet, but from now on we might.
Nancy from Chester Performs.
Does Chester perform?
It does, yeah, very well.
Excellent.
Hi, I'm Lisa Burke, coordinator of Abandoned Normal Devices Festival, which is going on now in Lancashire and Cumbria.
And your Twitter account?
Yes, we do have a Twitter account. Yeah, if you just type in and, you should find it.
And,
yeah, Abandoned Normal Devices.
Oh, in the search terms. That's not your Twitter name. That would have been awesome if it was. Your Twitter name is @and. That would have been great. So who's reading William Shatner's Twitter stream right now, which is looking pretty cool, actually?
I'm Deborah Parker from Vision and Media.
And your Twitter account is?
Well, we have one for Vision and Media, which is Vision and Media, and mine is Deb Parker, MCR.
Cool.
Bren O'Callaghan, freelance producer. Next event coming up. Next week, Good Friday, in the depths of the Lake District, Scratch and Sniff Cinema presents The Company of Wolves.
Now tell me about this, Scratch and Sniff Cinema. I said to you, and I must admit I was being slightly flippant, is there any smells involved in the cinema? And you said...
Well, yes, yeah. We've got eight smells that match eight key scenes within the film, so we're not going to give them all away in advance, but I will say that it does include wet dog and burnt flesh.
Nice. Those words are a little bit onomatopoeic. Yes, that's fantastic. I love it. And you, sir?
Sahail K. Nice to meet you.
And you? Awesome. Definitely radio voice over there. I'm thinking you should do more audio boos than the ones you've done already, which are probably none, because I'm introducing you to it. This is audioboo.com if you want to find them, and it's available on. Hey, you've got a harmonica. Come on. Which apparently is banned on Audioboo, I've been told. No.
Oh, I'm banned from playing.
I've got a blues harp. I normally C play. That's with me, but I haven't. a nice little sign-off. So there we go. That was the demo. Over and done with. I'll probably log onto the Wi-Fi and see if I can squeeze it out into the ether. Oh, I need to tag a photograph, don't I?